changing lives.
This is Smile in Action
on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
The founder and CEO of Sexy Socks joining us this morning, Dave Hutchison. Good morning.
Morning, morning. Hey. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's lekker to have you here. A very unique business, and I love the business. It's like everyone has to have them, right? Mm-hmm. We're getting dressed for a business meeting this morning, a really cool, sexy pair of socks for work, or for home, or just to go to bed with at night. Dave, tell us a little bit about what inspired the brand and, of course, what makes it so unique.
So Sexy Socks is about so much more than just socks. I think sure. That's what makes it a cool business. Sure, we make great socks. We make funky socks. They're made from bamboo, so not only are they cool, but they're also the softest socks you've ever worn. Mm-hmm. But the whole story about Sexy Socks roots go a little bit deeper than that. You know, Sexy Socks is about putting pairs of school socks onto children's feet across South Africa. So the mission that we were founded around and the whole vision behind the business is using a for-profit business. We're not a charity. We're not an NPO.
Sure.
We're a for-profit business that's determined to use business as a force for good and determined to use business as a force for change in our communities.
Yeah.
And the way that we do that is that for every pair of socks we sell, we give a pair of school socks to a child in need in South Africa.
Wow.
Sure.
Numbers are, I mean, they're outrageous. This is so good. You're currently, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're turning 10 this year, and you're about to donate your 500,000th pair of socks.
That's correct. If I'm not mistaken, we're currently on 486,000-ish, and within the next couple of weeks, we should pass that big milestone for us of 500,000 pairs of socks donated.
Amazing.
It's really exciting.
Dave, for people that don't know you or your background, I mean, you are a corporate lawyer, right? This is what you look back and you think, this is what I'm going to do. But yeah, how did you end up doing this?
So as you said, my work life, I suppose, started in a corporate law firm. I was in one of the big firms here in Cape Town. But I realized very swiftly that career path was just not cut out for me, or rather I wasn't cut out for it. And, you know, I just come back from overseas where I'd been exposed to this concept of social enterprise. And I loved the concept. And I wasn't aware of anything in South Africa at the time that was any businesses that were doing that.
Yeah.
And I thought there's got to be room for this. And there's always room for better socks. So we're talking 2014 here. We launched in November 2014 with a vision for building a sock brand that can, one, improve South Africa's socks, but two, and more importantly, make a difference in the lives of people. And the more we started digging into it, and the more we started understanding, we realized that school socks are such a simple item, yet an item that is not as readily available or as common as you would think.
Spot on.
And I've got to say that the more we started getting into schools and doing what we call our sock drop, which is when we go into the schools and give away a brand new pair of school socks to everyone in the school, you start realizing that not only are socks about warm feet, which is obviously an important element, because I remember being at school with cold feet and thinking how hard it is to concentrate.
Yeah. Mm.
But more than that, socks are a dignity item.
Sure.
And it's finding ways to make you not feel different, not feel like you're the one without socks
100%.
Or with the holes in your socks. And,
correct.
And our vision is to give every child in South Africa who's not in a position to buy their own pair a pair of school socks.
That's amazing. And so valid and true. When you think about school and, you know, kids are kids, right? So naturally they look at one another and they have a look and they see, you know, success doesn't have socks. It's a freezing cold day today. And so very quickly, everyone in the class knows and notices that success amongst a couple of others as well don't and have never had a pair of socks. And for them and for those kids, there's a great sense of almost like shame. They feel like almost embarrassed not to have a pair of socks. But the real truth is that they can't afford. Mom and dad can't afford socks. Socks is the last thing. Food on the table is the first, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the priorities in those households. I want to talk a little bit about something I'd love to do and us to do together. But before I do that, just also a sense from the community that this product isn't one that you're bringing into the country. It's local. This is a local South African product. This is isn't a product that we're bringing in from all over the world to go, well, we've found a way to find a cheap sock and bring it in. And this is 100, the sustainability of this product, the local level at which the sock's manufactured. Am I right in saying that this is the case?
Yeah, so we pride ourselves on being an African story.
Love it.
So as I said, the bulk of our products are bamboo. We also have a cotton range. And those are made either in South Africa or in Southern Africa. So we make sure that
it's local.
All the socks socks that we sell come from Southern Africa, and quality is our highest importance there. We're always looking for ways to, how can we make this a better product, a better quality product,
yes.
And how do we stay ahead?
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.